Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Ba, 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 ba. Good morning to you. Welcome along.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, February 6th. Niall, Show and Killian waking you up. It's 5 minutes past seven. I forgot to tell you as well. Killian knows this because I showed him an embarrassing video by default. But I'm learning a new skill in my house this week.
Okay.
So we like to do like a little bit of dancing around the bedroom sometimes, like at night time.
Who's and we?
Just me.
Okay.
Sometimes Eve. Tom kind of watches on, you know. And our
what
song.
A weird family.
Oh, I know, what a strange family. It's like sometimes
estranged.
We do. What a weird family. But you know that song that we love, Killian, from Mufasa? I've always wanted a brother.
Yeah.
Like we've been putting that on over the last week.
Is this what you were twerking to?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I've been trying to master the art of twerking.
Okay.
And I've still not gotten it, but I am relentless in
why don't you not do a little demo for us? Actually, why don't you? We could do a live TikTok this morning on Beat Breakfast.
I don't think
anybody. And I think the Southeast would like to see how your twerking is coming along.
She showed me the video now. She's in pajamas pants, and it was in slow-mo.
Eve videoed it.
A lot of hopping up and down, but I couldn't even tell if it was
proper jiggling?
Twerking. A lot of jiggling.
Was there jiggling?
Yeah, and
that's what you need with twerking. That's
the secret. Was quite impressed. She was all like, I didn't think I could twerk, but look at my ass. She was all like, look at my ass. It's, you know, it's
so
big.
I don't know if it's twerking or not, but I'm doing something that I haven't done before.
Okay.
And therefore, I'm achieving.
It's a new movement.
It's definitely new.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's moving in the right way or not, because you know, I have absolutely not one rhythmical bone in my body.
Just it is weird that your daughter would film that and put it into slow-mo.
Hey, look, young child, look at me twerk.
No, maybe that is.
Social services.
Am I a rogue mother?
All them.
Am I a weird mother? Am I?
You're a great mother.
Oh, thanks, babe. But I'm a little bit like kind of, she must look at me and go, that's me, ma.
Yeah. Well, she's getting to the teenage years soon, and then she'd be like, oh, ma'am, I'm not videoing you doing that. You know?
Oh, my God. Have I rendered you all speechless? Do you not know what to
it's
say?
It's the fact that, like, you could have done it to, like, say, Nicki Minaj or something, but the Lion King, Mufasa.
I've always wanted a brother.
Do we move on now?
I don't know where to go. Let's just wrap it up and go home, everybody. we can't give you any more today.
Actually, we're going out tonight as a group. Like, I know I don't know if you say that, so it's okay to say. Yeah, we're going out. We're going to go out. Just going to go out for a little.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be in the bathroom in the morning. I've never done
No.
I've never done the whole midweek kind of thing and come into work at 6:30. So
yeah, you're allowed to do it occasionally. I have a busy day ahead. I don't know when I'll be joining you, to be honest.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah.
What are you doing?
I told you what I'm doing. The weekend.
Oh, are you saying it?
In this evening.
Are you going to say it?
Well,
what are you doing?
I'm just not making a big deal with
say
my
it.
Mom. I'm getting a new tattoo later.
Yeah!
So today?
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's today.
God, what a
day. Arm done. So.
What are you getting?
I'm getting a bit of symmetry, so it's kind of going to match that one. But I'll show you.
Last time he did this, now he was very, you were quite. Like, it was a... Okay.
You were nervous.
You had
to bring me for a pep talk beforehand.
I brought you for breakfast. Yeah.
Now he knows. Now he can just flex the muscles and go...
Anyway, that's... Yeah, so lots happening today.
Twerking, tattoos.
I'll be playing Fortnite.
All go. We're here till 10. Good morning to you.
Happy Thursday.
Pick your topic. What have you got?
Okay. Songs with a place, a name place in the title.
Place name.
Place name.
Location, place name in the title. Okay,
ooh,
good
down
start.
In California.
Ooh. I think this might be the easier one of the two this week. Oh, so let's give you a lash.
Okay.
Remember that he said that now, okay?
Here's your first song, Killian. Songs with a place name in the title.
Okay. Razorlight America.
You are correct.
Oh, my.
What a very underrated band.
Yeah. Mm.
Did they have In the Morning as well?
They did quite a few big hits. They were very much Oxygen staples of the time. I think he was a bit of a tool, though. People didn't like
him. Oh, really? Are they still around? Are they still...
Don't know.
It's a good song.
Okay, on to song number two. 2 points on the board.
Miami to Ibiza, Tiny Tempa.
And...
Tiny Tempa and... She says I love... is it Calvin Harris?
No.
Tiny Tempa and Dizzy Rascal?
No.
No, who did that?
I don't know.
I I
wouldn't
know
have even got that,
tempo.
So fair play to you.
No. Okay, I'm only going to be able to give you, it is Tiny Tempo, but it's not complete, so I'm only going to give you the 1 point there for the song title. It was Swedish House Mafia featuring Tiny Tempo.
That's harsh, though.
Been strict.
Okay.
Been strict today. Okay, song number three.
California Girls, Kitty Perry.
This is like, just like, what's the point?
Let me wait with that one.
Okay. She's going to have a bit of a revival because she's doing a European tour. Yeah, she's doing a European tour.
No, you saw the disaster last year.
Niall.
Flop central.
Surprisingly, she is like creating a new audience. There are young people, like as in kids, that are into Katy Perry. I'm telling you. You heard it here first.
We heard it here
pull
first.
Pull the audio when you need to.
Song number four.
Coming back.
Songs of the place name in the title.
Mahas in Budapest from George Ezra.
Yeah.
No jeopardy here.
No, there is not really. Would you just like mess up for like the sake of the radio?
Okay,
you know
okay. My acting hat on now.
At least pretend that they're hard. Go, ooh,
what could it be?
Showcase. If you're listening in the car right now, you're going like, ooh, that Killian is a hot stud who knows his music. You know, that's all I'm aiming for.
Final song. You're on a roll here and you should get this one, I suspect.
Oh no, this one is so high.
That's it.
I actually don't know. Is it? I don't know the artist, but it's from Paris to Berlin. Is it Infernal?
It is Infernal. From Paris to Berlin, in
every disco I get in my life. Chokehold that song on so many people in like 2006. It was ridiculous. Like it was on every. What was it? Clubland Classics.
Yeah, all of those. All of those. Reminds me of the Ruby Stays in Waterford. 9 out of 10. That's a pretty good score to start.
Good.
So play along. That remains your remaining topic.
I have no choice in the matter. My topic is number ones of 2012.
All number one singles in Ireland in 2012, okay?
2012.
Where were you in 2012? What were you doing in life?
I got engaged in 2012.
Aww. Did you?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I was only in second year.
Well, I was very young when I got engaged.
Very young getting engaged.
I was very, very young.
Yeah,
Nobody saw it coming. Nobody saw it coming.
Okay, here's your first song.
It's One Direction.
Yeah.
But is it?
Which one is it though? Because a load of songs are in that time.
It's not What Makes You Beautiful.
No. Come on, show.
I'm not a big Directioner.
She was too busy in the throes of love getting engaged.
Getting engaged.
To be focused on the song.
I was getting him to put a ring on it. Do you know what I mean? I was too busy. One Direction. Give it to me one more time.
It goes on forever.
Hey girl, I'm waiting.
No, it's not there.
Live while we're young.
Sorry, I wouldn't have got that. Like, the year we got married was the following year, 2013, and I insisted, my uncle was DJing at the time because he was a DJ in Dublin years ago, and I insisted that One Direction, What Makes You Beautiful, was on the playlist. And I remember Tom going, I don't know how I feel about this. And
did
I was like, unfortunately,
sign off on the playlist.
Unfortunately, you do not have a say.
Oh dear.
Right. Great tune.
Song number two. This is very short. This is a very short intro. So stand by. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Easy.
That's it.
I have no idea. Like, I'm not even going to pretend.
Oh, come on now. This would be a personal favourite of mine. I'd lose myself in a night out if this came on, right?
Is it Britney?
No. I'm even doing the dance move with the artist.
Is it the Eurovision? Is it, what's her name? No. Is it, what's her name? Is it you?
God.
Euphoria?
Yes!
Yes! Okay.
What's the artist?
Euphoria.
Come on. The Eurovision one. Tattoo. Let the tattoo.
Done twice.
Euphoria.
This was the first time.
Loreen.
Oh.
Is it? Like
it's
most
in
of
there.
The time,
it's down in there.
I know, but most of the time, there's not a lot going on up there. But then every now and then.
That's 2012.
That's mad, isn't it? She won the Eurovision. Okay, we move on to song number three. You're still in the running here. You're still in the running.
Right.
Okay, this is an easier one.
Do call my name.
Yeah.
Well done. How do you think you feel
when you call my name? That is one of the best songs out of the 2010 decade. I don't care what anyone says.
It was Calvin Harris, really, not she just sang on it.
Oh, yeah, you don't get the point for that, yeah, because you only get Cheryl.
No,
he wasn't credited.
I know.
He did, he put it all together, though.
Was this still, like, she was X Factor at this stage? Did she perform this on the X Factor? Yeah. Because I can only remember...
She was jumping around, she was out of breath.
I don't remember. Okay, we're moving on to song number four. This one a little bit trickier, but listen up.
Oh, you should get it from that chord alone. Think movie.
That means nothing to me, whatever you're doing with your hands.
Come on,
you're doing
show.
Something with your hands. Oh. It's something, is it Adele?
Yeah.
Oh, God almighty.
Go on, movie.
Come on, put the plot lines together.
I know, it's a Bond
Adele,
movie. Bond.
Yeah, what was the name of the Bond movie? It's the same name of the song.
I don't know, Killian. Like, just because you're shouting at me across the studio doesn't make it any... In fact, it makes it harder.
Ah, show, come on.
I don't like James Bond movies.
I've never seen a James Bond movie.
Ah, Jesus.
No, that's... sorry. Not Goldfinger.
Goldfinger!
No, it's Adele.
It's used in every single like TikTok edit or something, like when someone does something good. Big chorus drop.
Oh God, this is going to kill me. This is going to wreck my Tuesday. It's good. It's not. Why? All I can think of is Shirley Bassey.
Okay.
What is it?
Skyfall. It's Skyfall.
Oh,
Skyfall. 1 point. Okay, we're on to our fifth and final song here. Number ones of 2012. Do you know this?
Oh, such a chill and
gorgeous song.
Oh my God, that is beautiful. Play it again. She supported Westlife in Páirc Uí Chaoimh in 2023. That is Emily Sandé.
Yeah, and somebody else.
And Emily... No, is it Professor Green?
No.
Emily Sand. It's Beneath Your Beautiful and it's Labyrinth.
Oh, well done. She got it. You let me see beneath your beautiful. That's a great performance show. It's not winning, but it's 8 points. He got 9, you know.
Something is happening here where I'm certainly like... You're discovering in me I have something.
There's a lot of info in there. It's just getting it out is the problem.
But it's quite interesting to try and get it out, isn't it? Yeah, it's like taking out... It's like an extraction or a surgery.
That was great performance from both of you guys. I give you a boule of bus.
I'm just disappointed about that Swedish House Mafia. Yeah. It was screwed. But they're the main artists. Is that why you were so strict?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Tiny was the feature on that.
Okay. Fair.
I think track. Given that this is now a thing and we go head to head every week, congratulations. You're beautiful in every way. That hair is stunning on you and you're the champion of Beat the Intro this morning.
Thank you
very much.
Yeah. Well done, babe. Get up. I got you in
the morning. Beat Breakfast. Show goes, there's something I haven't told you yet. So I'm going to hit that music, which means that show has a story to tell us this morning. Another incident, an episode from her life. It's getting very common, isn't it? It's like most days now. You hear that music, you know, oh, here we go. What's she got for us today?
Why are you making me out to be like a female version of Mr. Bean?
We could do a 12-part series at this point.
Why am I like a caricature of myself? I hadn't told anybody this. And I don't...
Did Tom know?
Tom doesn't know.
Okay.
I don't think it's like a big deal. Mm. But I suppose I did keep it a secret. And therefore, maybe I felt like there was...
You felt some guilt here. Obviously.
Yeah, definitely something that like I wasn't publicly admitting to. And then I just thought, I tell you everything. You know everything about me.
An open book.
An open book. And so I just revealed to you that... The Easter eggs are back in the shops and Easter is another 2.5 months away. I believe
really
Easter is like the middle or end of April this year. So I said to Gillian and our friend Lorraine when we were in Tesco the other day, I was like, oh, they're back and really excited. But I hadn't like bought one or anything.
No, I mean, we've touched on over the last couple of weeks, the smaller ones like the mini eggs.
Done that.
Having a Cadbury's cream egg.
Done that.
Mini egg bar.
get it in the bag.
Yeah, get it in the bag. So we like kind of start nibbling at those in January. Okay, it's not Easter, but fair enough. But the full Easter egg, yeah.
So I was peckish on my way back, and I travel for work a lot. And as anybody who travels knows, it's a danger when you're eating on the road. You're picking at stuff. How can I even say that I was picking at this? I went into a shop and I actively sought out an Easter egg, and I paid for said Easter egg, and I had no intention of giving that to anybody, and I had no intention of keeping it until Easter. And this is something as an adult that you can do. This is kids, like, you can do this as an adult.
Yeah, it's
you
one
don't
of the
realize,
great things about being a grown up. You can just make these decisions. Can I just ask very quickly, were you having a tough day, like, or anything? Like, was anything that prompted this rash movement?
Nah. I'm very,
time of the month?
No. I'm very much a treat myself. Yeah. Every day is a treat day in my world. I feel like life is for living.
So you bought the Easter egg, and what happened next?
It was a mini, not a mini one. It wasn't one of the, like...
It was a full size.
It was a $4.99.
Right, you bought yourself a $4.99 full size Easter egg. And
so it's a $4.99 one, and it was a mini egg. So it comes with a small bag of mini eggs and then a medium size egg, shall we say, right? So I bring it out to the car and I'm just looking at it on the seat, and I'm like, will I drive? Will I go for my nap? What'll I do? And I didn't intend to eat it. Like, if I was going to eat it, I was going to pick off a piece and then I was going to bring the rest.
Because you're
home.
Generally really good with eggs. You keep them in the fridge and you nibble like a squirrel over a period of time, don't you?
Oh, well, maybe 2 days now. Like, don't make out that I'm keeping it there for a week. Anyway, I opened it and I broke it in half and then I ate a quarter and then I ate another quarter, and then before I knew it, there was no egg left.
What about the mini eggs?
Hopped off those two.
Because on your own in the car, just packed up outside the shop.
Were you in Balnaboola?
I was in Balnaboola.
And come here, were you looking? Like, were you nervous? Like, were you looking out like if you're doing something wrong?
And
like,
go, there's a girl on her own eating a full Easter egg. She must be having a crisis.
You know me, I don't care. Let them. Honest to God, the more I think about it, the egg is hollow. So really, like, it's not.
Stop trying to make excuses. You sat on your own in a car and then a full Easter egg. And
the contents.
I'm sorry, I work hard.
I work hard for my money.
For my money. I give life my best shot. And if a girl can't have an Easter egg in a car in Balnaboola, what is life? I tell you one thing. I strongly believe that I am not alone.
No, there's
this morning.
No way that people in January or early February
are buying
themselves full Easter eggs and eating it all on their own in one go. I do not believe that this has happened.
Moon tour.
No.
It's me.
Have you done it?
I've done it in my bed late
this
at
week?
Night. Last week. Oh, so I was having a bit of a crisis with the car, and Megan left a mini Easter egg at my doorstep.
One of the $1.99s.
Yeah. Okay. And I was so happy. She was like, I just know you're having a tough week. So I went into bed and I was laid down flat on the side, and there it was on the locker looking at me. And I was like, well, eat it. Niall, I didn't even break it. I just hummed it. And then there was like mini eggs in the egg. Okay. So I just lifted up the egg.
Pour them in.
Yeah, in one sit. In about 5 minutes.
No wonder we get on so well.
Okay, so this morning I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do a little update on Egg Watch.
Egg Alerter.
Is there anybody out there who will admit, like show, that they have bought themselves an Easter egg and gobbled it all already, 3 months out from Easter?
I kind of want to do a spot check of the southeast for Egg Alerter this morning. What locations can we discover eggs have been eaten?
We'll put them on a map here in the studio.
Like, come forward this morning and there is a mini egg bar on my desk and it will have your name on it if you openly admit to appear on Egg Alerter.
Easter eggs, January, February. We report here from Kilkenny, just in on Egg Alerter here. Rebecca says, guys, I ate an egg in the shower one time, so don't feel bad, Shona. Okay, I don't know how you
how
do
that. How does that even work?
I'm not sure.
I like your style, though.
Okay, let's continue on Egg Alerter and let's cross. Kyle, where are you reporting from this morning?
I am reporting from Enniscorthy, Niall.
Okay.
Oh, it's prevalent in Wexford.
It's a Wexford thing, yeah.
Kyle, what have you done? You've taken my record and you've smashed it already, and it's only February 6th. Go on.
Smashed it already, Shauna. You have eaten 6 Cadbury button Easter eggs. The $1.99 ones.
Yeah.
Over these. And I'm delighted with myself.
You're hopping off him, are you?
Hopping off him. And I have another two in the press waiting for me for this week.
I had
one last night, Niall, but I'm an Arsenal fan, Niall. I wasn't too happy.
Needed. I understand it.
Those little ones are only a mouthful, though, really, aren't they?
Oh, they're lovely, so they are. Yeah. Nice cup of tea with them. Like, you know, sit back, relax, put feet up.
And Kyla, are you strict on the buttons, or are you going to broaden your range now in the coming weeks?
I think I might hit a Galaxy One along the way, maybe. Like, you know,
Risky business.
Risky, very risky.
We'll see how it goes, and maybe trying a third one as well. For good measure.
You're my spirit animal, Kyle, so you are. And for your honesty and openness from Enniscorthy this morning, and for appearing on Map Alert, you've got yourself a Beat Breakfast travel mug, and you've got my mini egg bar. And look at Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Happy Easter.
Kyle. Bye, darling.
Thanks so much.
Have a good day. Bye, 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 bye. Bye.
Beat Breakfast.
Ah, Easy Love from Beat 102 and 0311 after 8. Time for Beat the Bomb with the Talbot Hotel Clonmel. We've got the biggest sale of the year at Talbot Fitness to help you get fit in 2025. And we're giving you each day this week a chance to win the overnight stay.
Woo!
Thank you. Let's say hello to Rachel. How are you, Rachel? How's things?
Hi, good morning. Good times.
How's the Ferrybank dual carriageway right now?
Oh, I live in the dream every Monday to Friday.
Oh, darling. Tell us this. What do you do for work?
I work in Waterford Endodontics on reception.
Oh. And do you like it?
She doesn't know what that means.
Yeah, she just doesn't know.
She just doesn't want to ask.
She just kind of...
What is that, Rachel?
We do your favourite dentist treatment, root canals, all day, every day.
The big jobs.
I didn't hear exactly what you said. So you said orthodontics. Okay, I got it.
Endo.
Yeah. Orthodontics is braces, isn't it?
It is 100%.
Yeah,
right?
You need to know your endos from your orthos show.
Rachel, do you like it?
I love it. Mm. I love it.
Good, okay. Good.
And do you comfort people when they come out after their root canal?
Yes, that's my favourite part. On the way in and on the way out.
Oh, root canal. Oh, God.
People need you there,
poor
Rachel.
Phil, my dad.
It's actually not that bad. It's genuine. If you've had a filling, you can have a root canal.
Okay, I've never had a filling.
Oh, my God.
So, Rachel, this is another story and for another day. We'll meet up and we'll chat about it. But my mom was like, I was the child that had rice cakes when everybody else had sugar in their lunchbox or whatever.
You were that guy.
Yeah, the fizzy drink you were allowed, show. Remind us.
So, Rachel, you would love my mom. She used to say, do you want a fizzy orange? And it would be pure orange juice with sparkling water.
No way.
Way. Yeah, she was ahead of her time, that woman. Yeah. Anyway, Phil, my dad is going for a root canal next week, so I'll tell
him
that he'll be okay and to call you afterwards if he needs a pep talk or a little bit of a boost.
100%.
You sound so lovely. I'd say you're brilliant at your job. Right, how are you feeling? Are you feeling confident about this?
I'm slightly nervous, but only because I know two of the girls who are on the way to work are listening to me right now, and it's very embarrassing.
They'd be willing you on, Rachel. They'd be willing on.
You haven't played before, have you, darling?
No, I've never played.
Yay! Okay, well, we're rooting for you 100%, all right?
Okay, let's do this. 12 is the score to beat from Ebony on Tuesday.
You're
guaranteed... She is falling in place laughing at her own joke.
Sorry, Rachel.
Guaranteed your data prize. That's the good news. But let's get you in the running for the top prize and we're going to start the clock. Stop snorting.
Beat the Bomb on Beat Breakfast.
Who did Ireland beat in the Six Nations last weekend?
England.
Yes. What cartoon character has the catchphrase "Aye, caramba"?
Oh my God.
Aye, caramba.
Bart Simpson.
Yes. Yeah. In folklore, who was King Arthur's mentor?
I can't think of his name. Pass.
That's Merlin. What's the Irish word for a window?
Window.
Yes. What word is used to describe somebody deliberately trying to offend others on social media?
Troll.
Yes. What Disney movie remade in 2023 features the character of Ariel?
Little Mermaid.
Yes. What Waterford-born track runner recently announced his retirement?
Oh, pass.
That's Thomas Barr. In what American city is Ronald Reagan Airport?
Oh, pass.
That's Washington. Who won the record of the year for Not Like Us at the Grammys?
Not Like Us, not at all. I can't think of it. Pass.
Oh, Kendrick Lamar. What famous actor is the frontman for the band 30 Seconds to Mars?
Not a clue.
That's Jared Leto. What two colours are the finishing flag in Formula One?
Black and red.
No, black and white. Who had a hit with Please, Please, Please?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes. What's the name of the fairy in Peter Pan?
Tinkerbell.
Yes. What type of race is the Tour de France?
Bicycle.
Yes. What river runs through Paris?
Seine.
Yes. What's the name of Billie Eilish's brother?
Phineas.
Yes. What actress is known for playing the character of Bridget Jones?
Renée Zellweger.
Yes. Did so well.
Yeah, we had a little bit in the middle where we lost it, but we did really
well. You're really good.
You got 11 points this morning. It's one off the top score.
Yay, that was good. Thank
that was
you.
Really good.
I thought that was going to go way worse.
No, you did really so well. Proud.
What are your friends' names that are listening in the cars?
Chloe and Ali.
Morning.
Get Rachel a coffee, get her a pan au chocolat, give that girl what she deserves today.
Rachel, you have not won the top prize, but you have won an overnight stay at the Talbot Hotel in Clonmel. So
yay!
Enjoy that, alright?
So happy for you, darling. Thank you so much for having the crack with us as well this morning.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
You're deadly.
Bye. Right, we will play our final round of Beat the Bomb tomorrow to try and take that top prize. It's Friday, so we play it a bit earlier, just after 7 a.m. And all thanks to our friends at Talbot Hotel Clonmel, with the biggest sale of the year, Talbot Fitness, to help you get fit in 2025.
100% would go to her for dental work. 100%. Okay. Like,
you know, she's just a receptionist.
I'd go in there.
You'll let her have a go. Get up. Beat breakfast. Time for another shameful admission from Sean Lyons. I think it's been a couple of days.
What was my last? I don't know. Who knows?
Lost count.
I am a bit ashamed of this, but I suppose I have been enabled. You know, mm-hmm. Like it's not that I've gone looking for it. It's just continuously happened in my life. So,
the cloud music for you.
Here we go.
Fitting.
Here we
apt,
go.
Shall we say? I've got to a certain point in my life. So I'm married.
Yeah.
I have a child.
Yeah. You're an adult.
I'm an adult.
You're fully grown adult. You're married.
I
have a job. I have a bank account, albeit
a car.
A shambles.
A car, albeit
a shambles. but I have all those things. Like, I've got to this point in my life. I can.
You are a strong, independent woman, and that's why I look up to you.
I'm a mother. Like,
I am your
like
mother.
It just dawned on you there. I'm a mother.
Well, I was actually thinking about all the the orchids that I've managed to kill, I never kept an orchid alive.
Where is this going?
You know, no, but I just like I have lots of strings to my bow, as they say. I have lots of credentials. My CV is good. I've done a management course
for some reason, but you're not a manager.
But I've just got a lot going for me. Like, I've got this far. I've managed to achieve a lot. I feel like, you know, I've done a lot with my life. I've no regrets. And At some point, you need to address a situation that's going on in your life and say, I'm not sure I should still be doing that or be okay with that.
Okay.
My parents are amazing. Like, I've spoken about Phil and Anne. People know them. They get... What was that? They get stopped in the main street. Like, oh, Shona was talking about this. My parents do a lot for me, right? But I realised last week, they collect Eve a lot from school and they help out and whatever. But I realised last week when I walked into the kitchen and there was a pile of freshly ironed clothes on the kitchen table, that maybe it's time that I did let go of the fact that my parents come into the house sometimes. I know.
Hang on,
but I don't ask them to do it.
So why? What did they do?
Sometimes mum just comes in and she might like empty my laundry basket.
Oh my God.
And then they bring it home and they'll do my laundry and then Phil will get the iron out and iron everything and then they'll bring it back over.
Like everything?
Everything.
Like Tom's boxers and things like that?
Tom's boxers are ironed by Phil.
Tom's in on it as well.
You don't think he's a choice?
He doesn't have a choice.
That's ridiculous. Your poor old parents trying to enjoy retirement or whatever.
Poor old Tom, his father-in-law, they're ironing away on his boxers.
Sometimes Tom will be like, have you seen such and such a t-shirt? And I'll be like, I'd say Mum has it.
House.
Honestly, I don't know. I just, like, I don't want to tell them to stop. Do you know what I mean? If it's bringing them joy, I don't want to stop them from.
Do you think, is it bringing them joy?
I think.
I'd like to hear from Anna if she's listening. Does it bring you joy?
Mum is so good at like their house is. You've been in their house. Yeah, it's immaculate. Stunning. Like everything is perfect. My mum doesn't like the thought that my laundry basket might get to a certain level and that it might not be sorted out. Like so, she. Yeah, I think
you've enabled this behaviour. Like you obviously hadn't.
They've enabled me.
No. No, I think
did
I
did you ever do washing?
Like, of course, I do my washing. It's not that. I do washing. Of course, I do washing. Please do not think that I'm not holding down a house in any way, okay? Let's not tar me with that brush.
Come here to me. You say that it just appears ironed and, like, oh, they just come in.
The fairies have been in again.
Yeah, exactly.
She calls herself. Yeah.
Have you ever willingly, like, rocked up to your mother's house with the basket of washing?
No.
And of, to be honest now.
No. This has been.
Have you ever left it in the house and knew exactly tired tonight. I know
to she's essentially she's stealing your clothes.
They come to me. They come
she's stealing your clothes.
She's stealing
your clothes. Now. You know exactly. I'd say there's in your mind where you're all like, you know, this is a busy weekend now. I wonder if I just leave the
leave a few bits of your knickers around the kitchen floor there. Mum will gather them up and the fairy will bring them back.
That's not how this works. It's like she comes in and she's like, oh, that is going to upset me if I think that Shona's going to come home. And then
I'd be leaving all my work there for her in the morning if she was going to come in and spruce it up.
I cannot believe you make your parents do your washing.
I don't make them do it. They decide to come in and like and as well, like Phil would like he doesn't like a full bin, so he might take a bin out if he's there, or you'd see
extortion. Of
are
your
these your parents,
parents,
or are they hired help?
No, they're definitely my.
And
parents.
You throw a few quid.
I bring her for brunch.
No,
she would. Ah, oh, come on. I wouldn't like, I give her really nice presents at Christmas
and
Christmas.
You take her for brunch sometimes.
And like, yeah, but like, I want to point out, I think they're enabling, like, I don't think I'm doing this. Like, they're coming in and like, you know, oh, I'll take this off.
Who gave them the key to your house?
Well,
I did.
Yeah, exactly.
I would be horrified to think that my mother would come in and start picking up my dirty clothes and take it away. I'd be horrified at myself.
Really?
I would think I'm not adulting and I've failed. I have failed.
Okay.
That's what I think.
You think I failed?
She failed.
Yeah. I really do. That's it. Like, there's a, no, I did bring home my washing at the weekend and asked my mother to do it.
Here.
Hey, hang on now, hypocrite.
Come here. I am a 28-year-old man.
Yeah.
So, like, that is perfectly acceptable. I'm still a student, basically. I'm living in rented accommodation. I don't have a child. I'm not a mother.
Have you got a washing machine?
I may. I'm a busy man.
Yeah.
I would argue that having a child ups your needs to get your wash. Like, I mean,
no, because I'm still like figuring my way out in the world, and
so
I don't know. Like,
you're 28.
Like,
you're a mature student now. If you were going back,
what are whites? What are colours?
Okay,
you know,
look,
I don't know.
I won't lie to you. I don't know what most of the buttons on my machine do, but I want to know how prevalent this is out there. Both of these guys are dropping their.
No,
dirty clothes.
No. Mine's been taken off me.
Hers has been stolen.
In a court of law, I am not asking her to do this. This has been taken away from me.
Neither am I. I just bring home my washing and throw it into like the dirty bin in the house with all the other washing and hope that it arrives ironed.
And yeah, she's managed to separate which is yours and which is your.
Well, to be fair, she was slacking last night now because I had to fold my own.
Oh, I would never speak about Phil and Anne like that. Their work is absolutely
outstanding. Slap that job it was.
Am I the only one who thinks this is crazy that these guys are dropping their.
I did not drop my washing.
But having the service provided by their parents at this stage of their life. What do you think? 085 102 9103. Maybe you're in a similar boat.
Am I going to get like an absolute.
I hope so.
Grueler here.
I hope so.
I really thought that I was going to get really badly slagged and slated and like cancelled.
No, that's not the vibe. Let's start with Aveen. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, darling. We're good. Talk to us.
So I had to laugh. Like, the minute I heard, like, the conversation or whatever, I was like, no, I have to stand up for show on this one.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'm not letting her get slated. Like, this is a thing. This is very much a thing. And it's like what I said in my message. Like, it's funny how the tables turn when you're younger. Like, all your mom does is give out about washing. I'm sick of doing your washing. And then it's like you get older and you're like, oh, my God, it's so much washing. And your mom is just like, oh, give it in to me. I'll do your washing.
Yeah.
I'll do this.
Don't
I'll do that
it.
For you. Like, You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, if the offer's there.
I know. I can't believe it is a lot more prevalent than I expected. And I suppose it's also that thing of like admitting it. Do you know what I mean? Like I kind of,
yeah.
And I don't take it for granted at all. Like I'm genuinely so grateful. Like there's nothing like coming in and seeing your clothes being ironed. That's like next level.
Oh, I'm telling you. And look, the excuse is when you work full time and you have kids and whatever, like, I will take all the help I can get.
Yeah, it's really sweet,
no
actually.
Girls, there's a lovely message in here from Tara who says, "Show, let your ma keep doing your washing. It's her way of still feeling needed and looking after her little girl, whether you need it or not.
Aww.
It's not upsetting anyone, and she'd feel insulted if you asked her to stop. Just because your child grows up doesn't mean you stop being a mammy. And my mammy always told me she worried more about me when I grew up than when I was a child. Let your mammy ye." And my mammy passed 2 years ago. And that's from Tara in Carlow.
Aww. I'm so sorry, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Oh, God. That's
the question is,
you.
Right? Do you think you'll be doing this for Eve down the road, going in and robbing her clothes?
I hope so. Like, would you be the same, Eivin? I hope that, like, yes. I'm able to pass on the love and the, like, constant support that I still feel I get from my parents. Killian's laughing
at me. You'll probably make Eve do your washing.
<I know. laughs>
No. Eve will become the fairy.
No, Eivin, I promise, like, I hope that I can return it because it feels very special to be able to, like, that sounds weird, but it feels special that your parents would still want to do those things for you. Do you know what I mean?
No, and I'm the same. Like, my daughter turns 18 next year and I was having a conversation with her the other day and I was like, when you're 18, you're an adult, you're going to have to be doing this and whatever. And then I was sitting there and I was kind of like, no, I can just see myself in 10 years' time still doing her washing and hanging out and stuff. Yeah.
It's
because I want it, not because I have to.
You want it. Exactly, darling.
Eivin, fair play.
That's the difference.
That is, yeah. Thanks, Lovie.
Thanks, have a great day.
Cheers. Have a good one.
Let's read a few of the messages. I'll start with a text. Lads, my mum and dad always did the same for me, and the nice thing now is she's a bit older and not managing as well. I do the same for her.
Aww.
They nurtured me and I'm doing the same now, says Jane in Waterford. Aww. Another text says, guys, I agree with show. I have three kids. My mum just comes in and takes my washing. She always says, you've enough to be doing with work and running around with the kids after school. They just want to help as much as they can.
I didn't actually expect in any way that this was going to make me feel emotional, but it actually has, you know, especially from like Tara's message. Like it, yeah.
Where do I stand in all this now, though? Because I don't have kids, and I'm not married.
You have a band. You're a gigging. You're a gigging artist.
You're a working man,
and you know you're always on the road.
And
so
you have vinyls to clean. Like you're constantly buying a new vinyl. You have to dust them
to
every
rot.
Week.
Yeah, and games to win. And
biscuits
stuff.
In bed to eat.
Bam, bam.
You're up to your eyes. You're up to your eyes.
Okay, Ka says thanks for the laugh this morning. I totally get why show's parents do what they do. The days when I'm working away from home, my mom pops up to mind my dog, and many a time the dishwasher's emptied, or she's put out the bin because I forgot. I do the laundry though. I'm an independent woman too, but I would be lost without my parents. Let's see what else we have. Another message here. Guys, I'm siding with show on this one, says Stephen. My mother-in-law would often ring us to ask if we had washing and drying or ironing needed to be done. And once a month, she'd come in and scrub the house from top to bottom, all because she just loves to keep busy. She's the best and it really helps with two young kids when we're both out all day. Angela. Three kids here. Mam minds them 2 days a week and always clears the washing basket when she's over. The excitement the woman has if it's a sunny, breezy day and there's a couple of loads of washing.
She loves it.
Loves it.
The joy that it brings.
Yeah. And one more. Let's hear from Jill in Kilkenny on this.
I have one comment and one comment only. I genuinely think if you're still getting your parents to wash your clothes and do them chores at that age, then you're actually winning at life. You're far from losing. No. You are winning. And I am so jealous.
I didn't expect that to go there.
I thought you were getting
trouble.
Thank you, Jill. Thanks so much. I actually tried to ring Anne for a statement this morning, but I'd like to...
She's too busy. She's slaving over a washing machine at the moment.
She'll be doing the dinners next.
Yeah. I tell you, I checked her WhatsApp. She hasn't been online since last night. I hope she's asleep. She needs a little light.
Yeah, she's wrecked. She'll have a run to the ground.
We had a message in from the lovely Tara who says, my mam is an earth angel.
Oh, I love that.
She'd come over and mind her kids, do any housework she sees that needs doing at the same time. She does because she wants to, not because I ask her. She's the best in the whole world, and get this, her mammy, who's 92, still loves doing washing and ironing. And when the electricity was gone there last week, she was asking us to send our washing over to her.
Stop.
A long line of brilliant women, and I hope to be the same mammy and nanny to my kids someday, from Tara in Wexford.
That is really sweet, isn't it? 92, it is. Not a bother.
Now, significantly, we have had a statement A statement from the office of Anne Lyons this morning, also known as Shona's mam.
Yeah.
And she wanted to have her, she wanted to have her spiel, I suppose, as to what we've been talking about for the last 40 minutes or so.
Live from the bed in Wexford.
Okay.
In the Imagine House.
Okay. The Imagine House. I have to think about that for a moment. Here we go. This is a statement from Anne Lyons.
Oh, so sorry I missed you. I wasn't asleep, but I actually am staying on in bed with a little sore throat.
Aww.
So I won't be doing your washing today. But I just wanted to say that you have never once asked us to do the washing or anything else. We just are happy to go in and do it. And as one of the ladies says, you're busy, you have lots going on for you. And it's nice to think that we can do something to make life a little bit easier for you and Eve and Tom. Okay, take care. Bye.
You're right, Joe.
Not able for her. Not able for her at all. She's too sweet. She's too lovely, and she's my mom, so I'm very lucky. Now, you, Niall wants to know, Mom, if you could come back, how do you feel about washing
Tom's boxers?
Boxers
and ironing and Phil ironing them. That, yeah, that's my concern.
Don't leave Phil out of this. He does
that's
the ironing.
My concern.
Yeah.
But I hope you get some lozenges for the throat, Anne. Get well soon.
Woke up this morning. Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, so I actually put this up on my Instagram story, a little bit like my search for Sabrina Carpenter tickets the other day. Although I had the book, I did buy it myself, and I was just reading it, and so many people responded saying, oh, what's it like, and I'd love to read it, and I listened to her podcast. Her name is Mel Robbins, and she's a big US, indeed worldwide, podcaster at this stage, right?
Okay.
And she kind of has a very kind of I suppose interesting story, in that she was in a massive amount of debt, her and her husband, and she randomly gave a TED talk and talked about pulling herself out of debt and how she changed her life. And she's now become, I suppose, a self-help guru. She's been interviewed by Oprah. She's just recently done Khloe Kardashian's podcast and is in the top 10. She's one of the top podcasters in the world. And I can see by looking at you, I'm not grabbing you. I'm not.
I hear the word self-help guru and it just, I just kind of go, ooh.
Okay.
She's a podcaster, is she?
Podcaster.
Okay, you didn't mention that.
Anyway, she's written a book and I'm reading it at the moment, and I was very interested in reading it because she's spoken about this theory, which she calls the Let Them theory.
Let them.
For the last couple of years, right? And so I'm not going to like read the book to you because, look, I don't want you to leave. But the Let Them theory is, according to Mel Robbins, a proven method that teaches you how to protect your time and energy and focus on what matters to you. You've spent too long chasing approval, managing other people's happiness and letting their opinions hold you back. Learn how to stop giving your power away and start creating a life where you come first. Mm. Your dreams, your goals, your happiness, right? Mm. Now, I want to preface this by saying, obviously, this is not applying to like major situations.
Yeah.
This is just small, everyday things. Maybe it's in work or your career or relationships.
Friendships sometimes.
Friendships, yeah.
People
actually,
who
yes.
suck the energy out of you and you just keep going back and back and back because you want to be the bigger person, you want to be the kind person, but then you realise, I'm getting nothing out of this other than a loss of energy and time.
Mm. She talks about like one of the first time she used it was when she realized, she saw on Instagram that a group of her friends had gone away without her, and she was like floored by it. Mm. But when she broke it down, she realized she hadn't been in touch with those people that much over the last couple of years, and like she didn't have a right to be upset because she hadn't put time and energy into the friendship and they were entitled to go off.
Yeah.
And when she kind of made contact with them separately, it all came good. Anyway, I still have a little bit of crack. I want to say to you, you are very good at this already, you two. And I've said this to Tom as well. You don't need to read this book. You let them naturally. You guys let them every day. Whereas I have to learn this stuff. Mm. I have to teach myself. I have to, I suppose, remind myself, practice it. That like,
I don't know why the guys' brains, like, obviously kind of work a little bit differently on this, because certainly guys, when you get to a certain age, are like, F them, which is the other equivalent of let them, you know. Whereas girls do struggle a bit more to
definitely,
And I find, do you find with lads, like lads' friends, like I say over the weekend, I met my friend Roland, best friend from school. I hadn't seen him since August, and
okay.
It was like we had never, you know, we barely were chatting, and then like we met up, and it was like not, it was like yesterday or something. Do you know what kind of way?
Yeah, that's lovely though. I love those friendships, but I do think in everyday situations, there are times where we get caught up in something, or we are negative, or we react to something in a way that maybe we walk away going, oh, I wish I'd just let that go or cooled off.
Or hadn't chased that.
That's where the let them theory comes in.
Okay.
It's like stopping yourself from trying to control or change people. Let them.
Let them.
Within reason.
Let them.
Let them. Right,
let
so
them.
All you've got to do, let them. Let them.
Let them.
All you've got to do is send us anonymously. I'm not going to call you, all right? So don't worry. I want you to send us anonymous. I was doing so well. It was like I was doing my own TED talk and then I messed it up, all right? I would like you to anonymously message the show this morning. What is the little thing in your life right now that is bothering you? And we are going to show you how you can
let them. Oh, it's gone.
085-102-9103. Just a sentence, even if it's a word. It could be just mother-in-law.
Yeah.
It could be, I don't know, give me a word.
Pest at no work. Coffee beans.
It could be printer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, pest at work that keeps talking at you.
Just give us a word. 085-102-9103. We are going to help you.
Let them. And today, we're letting all that bad energy out, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
We are. Thanks to Mel Robbins.
Yeah, you don't know who she is. You haven't a clue
who
she is.
I thought Mel was a fella, to be honest.
Did she?
10 minutes ago.
She's a podcaster. Don't forget that.
Yeah, she's not. She's a woman. If you're struggling to achieve your goals or feel a little bit happier, these two simple words will change how you think about your entire life. The problem isn't you, right? The problem is the power you give to other people. I feel like I'm back doing that wrestling thing last week. But I can honestly say, right, and I know we're about to shout, let them, at the top of our voices, I can honestly say this has changed my life.
Oh,
honestly.
Good.
And maybe it's what you're saying about the age thing as well, and that comes naturally, that as you get older, like, not that I'm older, and don't get me wrong, but still fresh and in my prime.
You're wiser.
But I do naturally care a little bit less, and then this is just kind of elevating. And it's not about caring, it's not about not caring, it's about not giving your energy and time to the things that don't matter, or the people that aren't giving it back to you,
it's
like
true.
You said.
Because it tires you out, and then you don't have the energy for the people that do matter, like your friends and your daughter and stuff like that, because you're wasting energy.
Okay.
Can I start with a little, can I get my let them out of the way to start with?
Yeah.
Just a little shout out to the lovely elderly lady in the supermarket yesterday who came up to me, pointed in my face as I was buying a box of cigarettes and went, "Why don't you give them up?" And I went, "You're probably right, but that's a bit aggressive. But if people want to go about their business challenging people,
let them. And she was right. Okay, let's make our way through this.
Okay, C, we're going to just initialise people so as not to identify anyone this morning. C was on to us and says, "Work colleagues."
Oh, now come on. Whatever they're doing, you stay on your path, you follow your road, and you...
Let them!
M, stepson.
Oh, there's not much we can say about this. Only deep breathing and...
Let them!
Okay, what have we got next?
Okay, B was on to us. I knew this one was going to come. The mother-in-law.
Okay, I've got a quote for you from Mel. "By letting other people live their lives, you finally get to live yours." Let them! Okay.
We have Aeon, husband.
Okay.
Okay, oh. Husband. No words. It can be stressful. I'm married. I know what it's like. And sometimes you just have to pick your battles and...
Let them! I wasn't expecting this one. A little bit cruel, but we had a message from Elle who says... Toddlers.
Oh.
Are we bringing toddlers into this?
Toddlers will do what they want to do.
Let them.
Kay was on. Work politics.
Oh, we all know what that's like. We all know what it's like to work with people that are just not your vibe. They're not pulling their weight. Just
let them.
I might cry. I think I'm going to cry.
A was on to us.
Oh, we're still going.
Another unexpected one. House insurance.
Oh God, this is a tough one to say. Let them to, but there are other house insurances available.
Let them. One last one.
Okay.
S was on people at work who don't share the load but constantly get away with it.
Oh, the day will come. The day will. Their time will come. Dare to dream. Let them.
I hope this has been beneficial and helpful to people. I hope you're getting commission on that book.
I am in no way affiliated, associated with, or doing a collab with Mel Robbins, but it's available in all good bookshops and you can get it on your Kindle as well. I highly, highly recommend it. I never thought I'd do a book review on Beat Breakfast. Let them!
Beat Breakfast.
Well, I see what you've done here. You've decided I am going to shame Shona live.
No, this is no shame. This is relatable.
And clearly, I don't have any shame. We knew that anyway. There was no, and it was
pathetic.
It was like kind of what have you got to lose, Sho? What have you got to lose? Like, you want tickets for something, and it's not happening. You're not manifesting it. It's not coming into your life. You have to ask for it. The universe doesn't know that you want to go see Sabrina Carpenter unless you put it on Instagram.
Mm. Very true.
So I put it on Instagram yesterday, and I don't know.
Were you overwhelmed with the response?
Nobody ever replied.
What did it say?
Looking for 3 tickets for 3. Sabrina Carpenter.
I mean, 3 is an awkward number.
Yeah, well,
at the best
that's Killian's
times.
Fault. Because
hey,
no, it
no,
is.
Shh.
It is because I wanted to bring Eve to see Sabrina Carpenter.
Makes sense.
And when I said I was putting it up on Instagram, he said he wanted to come as well.
Oh my god!
Show.
Oh wow, you're embroiled in this.
I'm not in this at all. So, I should say anything.
Yeah, well, that's where the 3 comes from. And
I wouldn't be as like, I don't know, so pathetic.
Brazen.
Yeah, like begging people. Like, at least I'll try going resale now and buy a ticket. That's what I'm going to do now. I'm not getting involved in this anymore.
You were happy to be involved yesterday when she asked for 3.
Someone please pity me. I have no tickets for Sabrina Carpenter. Please find me some tickets. Please, please, please.
You helped me put the gif up on it. Honestly, I just thought, like, there isn't social media the place where you go to if there is something that you're looking for. Hang on a second. I've seen many people look for tickets.
I've
actually helped somebody. Oh. Last year I helped somebody get tickets for, I think it was the Wolf Tones. I think I put somebody in touch with somebody that, and I've done stuff through social media before for other people where I've directed people, and I thought, do you know what, I've directed, I will see if anyone will direct me. Okay. And that was all I was doing.
It's
right?
Begging as highest order.
Begging.
It is, and like there's so many, and I think it's women especially who'd be all like, ooh, looking for this like heel with like 2 inches specifically that goes with this colored dress. Any girlies help me out?
Any
nowhere I get this mascara?
I love some of the bizarre things people ask for on social media and beg for. Like, I have a 2004 Sony Bravia. The remote no longer works and it's not in the shops anymore. Does anyone have a remote control for a 2004 Sony Bravia?
Why not? And you know what? Instagram has not been my friend on this occasion. It has failed me. It has let me down. I love Instagram. It's my favourite of all.
You can't blame Instagram. They're the hottest tickets in the country. They sold out in 2 minutes.
But because you're slagging me now, I've made an executive decision and I'm going to do what any self-respecting person would do.
You're going to
I'm going to go to Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. Oh, no.
I just thought of it. I think Facebook is
a
better
forum for this. You don't know what you're bringing on you in Facebook.
And you with all your fans, you can share it.
Oh,
you can share it on your
page.
I
will, because there's nothing.
Honestly, you've loads of fans. You've loads of followers. He does. He's loads of people on Facebook. Somebody is going to point me. It's not begging.
Everybody wants to keep their Sabrina Carpenter tickets.
Well, somebody might not be able to make it. Alright, okay. You never know what comes up. Anyway, I do not consider it to be begging.
Is it
begging?
Is it begging to go on social media looking for tickets or something?
It's not begging if you're going to pay. I'm not looking for free tickets. I'm going to pay. I have money. I will pay.
Do you?
Actually, that's a good question. I'd like to know people who have maybe begged in the past. What was your success rate? Did you beg for tickets and get them?
Yeah.
Or were you, like Show, left flat and left down? And similarly, what's the weirdest thing you've seen people ask or beg for on social media? Begging.
Now you're going to play her just like to add
please,
salt to the wound.
Please. Please. Please.
I'm going to Facebook.
I want my tickets for Evie. Oh, please, please, please.
I'm putting it up on Facebook. I'm looking for 2 tickets now. You're out.
All right, she's done it. She's gone to Facebook.
Like any self-respecting person
Facebook.
Would
it
do.
It says, Shona Lyons, looking for 3 tickets for Sabrina Carpenter in Dublin on March 4th. I mean, you're not even open to either night. You're specific.
There's only one night, isn't there?
No, she's doing 2 nights in Dublin.
Two?
Oh, no, edit that.
And then we've got 3 emojis. I presume, are you going for the pray there? Even
that's
though
a pray.
Kind of a high five.
Yeah, that's pray.
And then fingers crossed. And then what's that one?
That's like
love
grateful.
Her.
No, it's grateful,
grateful.
Hands. Yeah,
grateful
yeah, yeah,
hands.
Yeah.
So pray, fingers crossed, grateful. Okay, that's the... And she just like backed me into a corner there and said, put that on your Facebook. So I've had to share it under duress.
Imagine the joy you will feel if I am successful in my plight, and then you will take the glory for it, no doubt.
I'd be happy for Eve. The two of you are just bandwagon jumpers.
No, but you'll come on the show and you'll be like, oh, I saved the day. Do you know what I mean? I can imagine you doing that.
Okay, let's just have a couple of quick thoughts on this, Weston. Have you begged online for gig tickets or anything at all and been successful? Let's start. Aoife was on to us and she did have some success.
Oh. Good morning, guys. Last year I had to go looking for 5 electric picnic tickets, very last minute, one of which had to include a camper van pass and early access as well. And I managed to get all of them through Instagram, no problem, very quickly as well. And Facebook group, like a electric picnic ticket resale group. So Facebook might be a shared there for you, show.
Okay. Now, in fairness, there did seem to be a lot of electric picnic tickets around last year for whatever reason. I was offered quite a few in the last week. It was different to other years.
Okay.
I just think part of your difficulty here, of course, is just...
Killian
is a difficulty because 3 is an odd number. But also, it's just the appetite. Like, she could have done 2 outdoor gigs this summer, you know? She's only doing the 2-3 arenas.
But wasn't it kind of crazy that, like, she brought out 2 songs? Like, 2 songs, 3 songs, and then suddenly it was, like, sold out.
It was her 5th album.
Yeah, it was her 5th album. Where Were You When Nonsense was coming out?
But it wasn't being played. Anyway, that's beside the point. I've gone to Facebook.
We've got another update for you. This should fill you with some hope.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's have a listen. I'm ready.
Hi, Beat! Show, you should put it on Facebook, because when we did it for the panto, we got to go to the panto.
It worked for the panto. It's going to work for me. Thank you so much for your positive vibes this morning. Unlike what I'm getting here in studio. Niall put it up on his Facebook, sharing this under duress.
Niall, do you want to have a little bet?
Go on.
Until how soon she'll get 3 tickets. I'm going to say a week.
I'll
say a week, you'll get tickets. What about you?
I'm not confident
at all.
Yeah, just as I said, because of the appetite for this gig, I don't know if anyone who was one of the lucky ones to get them is going to be willing to sell them, unless of illness or something like that, you know.
We'll come back next Wednesday and we'll see.
We'll continue to report on this.
What do you know?
I don't know anything. I just say in a week.
Really?
You could get, yeah.
I love that. Lads, now people are texting in. Suzanne, looking for Pitbull tickets, Niall, if you fancy sharing.
Yeah, we had another one as well. Where was that one gone? It was somebody's looking for Michael McIntyre tickets in July, if we can help it. You were the one who said you direct people in the right manner.
I got Wolf Tone tickets from your friend.
Let's deal with
them.
One problem at a time.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Kelly said, hey guys, for me going into Pennies is a mixed emotion. First it's like, Pennies, yay, let's get out the kids in clothes they don't need. And second, I swear I can hear my purse crying before I'm even in the door. Gotta love Pennies though. Hashtag Pennies all the way.
Josh was on team bro all the way. Pennies is like hell on earth. I never want to go in there again.
Gary, team bro, I get in there just to buy socks, but I can't stop shopping, so I leave without them.
Okay, message in as well here from Amy, who says, me and my 3-year-old daughter, team show all the way. My daughter loves Pennies so much she has to go every weekend. She gets the little blue Pennies basket going in, and I've had to give her a limit on spending, but it is her wonderland. You need a limit on spending.
Josh, I do need a limit. Josh said, team bro all the way. Pennies is like hell on earth and I never want to go in there again.
Okay, will we what side would you like to start with?
Let's start with the sad side.
Avril.
Hi.
Avril, what is it?
You're
what,
team bro, on, aren't you, Avril?
What's wrong?
It's just, I was in Pennies yesterday in Cork with the kids.
Okay.
And trying to find anything. There's no room to walk around with with a buggy. It's just quite stressful. There's clothes everywhere. There's people everywhere. I just find it. Now, I love going in on my own.
Yeah.
Maybe an odd time if I need something. And sometimes you walk in the door and it's like, right, I love that. I'm going to get that and I'll try it on. And it's perfect. Very stressful.
Yeah.
Do you not feel like you're sweating coming out of Pennies and like, whoa? It's like there's too much stuff. There's everything is everywhere. There's people everywhere. Everyone is kind of like, get out of my way.
But
I'm trying to look for my size and.
Yeah.
People are like elbowing you, trying to get their size to get the deal. I don't know. I just find I kind of like a store, like an example now, Only or something like that. It's nice and spacious. There's loads of room. You can see what you like, but it's just stressful.
You definitely stressed.
But I'd be with
them. Yeah, you'd be with what?
My husband would be so happy to hear me say this, because the amount of times I brought him in and he wants to divorce me afterwards. Because he hates it so much and stresses him out, but I just find I'm with the boys on this. Okay. Sorry.
Thanks, Avril. Sorry. That's how you really feel, you
Avril,
know?
Avril, I have to say, I understand what you're saying. I've experienced, I suppose, all of those feelings, including the sweat. And I've decided it's a nice sweat, though, because if I come out and I've gotten something that, like, I try to embrace the sweat, I suppose, Avril. But I take on board all that you've said. And I think next time, I think just go on your own. Do you know what I mean? I think maybe. And in a t-shirt. Even if it's winter. Darling, you can put
it. You know what? Yeah. I'm on the way to Waterford now at the moment. I might go in and have a look in there.
On your own.
To be honest, Niall, you have a lovely one.
I have a lovely one. We have a lovely one. It'll be nice and quiet now on the Tuesday after bank holiday weekend. Just perfect for you.
Take the coat off, Avril. Take the coat off and go in.
Underarm.
Hope in your heart.
Deodorant.
And I will send you out a Beat Breakfast travel mug and you can put some water in it to cool you down every time you go to Penny.
Enjoy it, Avril, all right?
See you later, darling.
Okay, to a very different emotion and vibe now over on line two. And it is Tara.
Yeah,
Tara team show.
Come on, welcome to Beat Breakfast. Now,
hang on. Stop everything.
Let's all just be quiet, Tara. Tara's had a tough weekend. Have you, Tara? How was your weekend?
It's a very tough weekend and there's not much voice left.
What happened to you, darling? What happened?
We went to Galway for the weekend and did a massive Penny's Hall, let me tell you.
Oh,
but
brilliant.
We basically sang for three nights, full on solid, good 12-hour nights.
Yeah.
And now I have nothing left to give.
Nothing.
What were you singing, Tara?
Nothing.
You were reaching the high notes, were you?
The bands were mighty. You just get caught up and you think that you're actually a singer as well.
Yeah.
You're with them, you know what I mean? So you feel that you should belt out the notes just as equally.
Yeah,
as they are.
You really nailed that bank holiday weekend.
I like you, Tara. You live your best life. Tara, just a few words, not many because you don't have any in there, but a few words about Penny's. Come on.
So you go in, you've got to leave the coat in the bottom of the basket because you will sweat. I'm all about that.
Mm.
But you go in and the anticipation is mighty. So I first part is you take the rip, you know, of the really bad stuff. And you think, who the frick would wear that? I even took photos and sent them to my daughter this weekend. I said, saw this, thought of you.
ignorant.
Then you just throw all those things, the necessaries that you don't need, but you do need.
I get it.
Then I get them for her as well, because she definitely needs them. And then it's get clothes. So you don't care if you came out with nothing. And fluffy socks. I mean, how can you go wrong? You always walk out with fluffy socks.
Bargain.
Brilliant.
The best €3 you'll ever spend.
Ever spend.
I don't think any of us want to be responsible for you having zero voice. Where are you going today? Do you have to do anything?
I'm working, but I'm heading up to Dublin to do a collection and then back down again. And I have to put that in there, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
even stop the car to just put that down.
Okay.
So strongly I fell.
Yeah, I can hear it in your like little voice.
Non-voice.
Yeah, little voice.
Voice rest for you today,
Tara,
okay?
You are a star. I get everything that you said. Beat Breakfast travel mug is yours.
Thanks, guys.
Keep living your Penny's life, all right? We love you.
Bye.
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 This is Beat
Snickers
versus
Snickers.
Bum, bum, bum. It's that time of the week where we go into battle. And each week, a different one of us takes on the challenge. This week, it's Killian's turn. He doesn't like it, but
no,
that's how it is.
No, it's all political advantage to ye, and I'm very vulnerable.
Killian, there's a rotation. Yeah. There's no political advantage.
You are representing us here.
I know,
today.
But how convenient.
Don't let us down.
The one night I'm out, I'm put on a quiz about women. Ooh.
Killian, we were all out. We're all here.
And most of us went to bed. You stayed up and watched Christmas specials of Gavin and Stacey till half past one.
And I don't regret a thing.
Anyway, that is beside the point. You have to play today. You are the chosen one. And
I will.
This morning,
bring them on, yeah, whoever it is.
Yeah, that's better. That's a bit of fight and talk, but they've got better for you. This morning, taking you on up Wexford, up the Yellow Bellies. It's Katie.
Hey, Katie.
Come on, Katie. Good morning, darling.
Well,
How are you? We're good.
You're going down.
Shut your mouth.
No, Katie. Killian, apologise to Katie.
Sorry, I'm very moody today.
He didn't mean that, Katie.
But you're going down. You're going down. It's inevitable.
Okay, yeah, whatever you say.
We'll see. Come here, darling. Where are you this morning?
I'm in Carlow at the minute.
Okay. What's work, Katie?
I work in Pembroke Dental.
Very good. And tell me this, have you any plans for the weekend?
I'm not really sure. I suppose whatever.
Go with the flow.
Probably go to the pub.
Okay, all right, okay. So are you feeling confident about taking Killian on this morning?
Yeah, okay. Hoping I'll my word.
Okay.
I'm rooting for you, all right? I'm rooting for you.
Right, it's three questions each, and we're going to let Katie go first this morning.
That's right.
And we have a slight little new rule the last couple of weeks. You've got 10 seconds to answer each question, okay?
Okay, so Katie, you can do quick. This.
I think they're okay. Right, let's give you your first question. I want to know which trade would use a hardy, okay? It's called a hardy. And I'm going to give you some multiple choice on this. Would it be a blacksmith, a plumber, or a mechanic? Who would use a hardy? What?
She said plumber.
Plumber.
It's not a plumber, it's a blacksmith, I'm afraid.
Oh, no, that was hard.
So, not a point there.
Don't worry, Katie. It's okay.
A lot of laughing over there.
Yeah, I know, but that's what he does. That's what he does.
getting in your head, Katie. You know?
Right, come on now, Katie. Come on. Really, okay. Psych yourself up for this one.
Question number two. Which martial art were the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles skilled in? Okay.
Oh.
Which martial art? And again, I've got some options.
Can we ask, Katie, have you ever seen the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Never.
No. Oh, no. Okay. Okay. Well, we'll have to guess at this one. Which martial art were the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles skilled at? Was it jiu-jitsu? Was it ninjitsu? Or was it hi-hitsu? Jiu-jitsu, ninjitsu, hi-hitsu.
Jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu. Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Time's up.
Oh no.
It's ninjitsu.
She'd never seen
Never.
Do you know what? All you need to know is they had a really good theme tune. It was like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Heroes in a Hard Shell.
So it's zero or two so far.
Okay.
Just
don't,
so while
don't
I do
be getting
my
cocky. Don't be getting
calculations
cocky.
Over here, Katie.
Katie,
yeah.
You can come back. All right, girl. I'm rooting for you. I'm going to help you with this one. Okay. I'm no use to you. I wouldn't have known those either. But I'm going to do my best to manifest this as a correct answer. Let's go, Katie.
Okay,
come on,
right,
feel the vibe with me. I'm holding your hand.
I'm sorry about this one in advance, okay, right?
What?
Katie, during waking hours, the average man stands to attention, if you know what I mean, how many times?
Niall.
Yeah, no, I've options here.
How am I supposed to know that?
Well,
exactly. How are we supposed to know that?
Most
Katie?
Fellas wouldn't know it. The average man stands to attention during waking hours, how many times? Is it 3? Is it 11? Or is it 19? 3, 11, or 19?
3.
No, Katie, I'd say 19.
11.
Go 11. Go 11. Go 11.
11.
11. Let's go 11.
Yay!
That's the biggest load if I've ever heard any.
Yeah, so it's 11 during the day and it's 3 to 5 while we're asleep, seemingly.
I'm absolutely shook. I'm shook for that question.
Yeah. How did you get that answer, Katie? I'll never know.
Okay, we got a point on the board. It's now time to go the other way. Now stay there, Katie. We're rooting for you. Let's see how he gets on. Whenever
Katie,
you're ready.
You don't heckle me, please.
Katie, you did so well, darling. Okay, let's hope we can bring him down in this. Okay, Killian, question number one.
Okay.
Can you tell me what is a root melt?
Jesus.
10 seconds.
Oh, shit. A root melt. Is it an extension, like for your roots, or is it like a cream for your roots and your hair?
No. That is not the correct answer. It is to do with your hair, but a root melt is creating depth at the root to create the dark to light illusion. So like it kind
so
of...
balayage.
No, it's not balayage.
Stop throwing in words.
Hairdressers are screaming at you. It's a root melt and it's not balayage. So that is...
You're zero a points. Root melt this morning.
Katie, it's looking good for us, okay? Okay, you ready?
Question number two.
True or false, Killian? This is a product on sale in the shops. Brazilian bum bum cream.
Brazilian bum bum. Have you ever had a Brazilian bum bum cream?
No, I've heard of a Brazilian lift. I'm going to say true.
Time's up.
That is the correct answer.
Yeah. 1 point.
Okay. Oh, this is all down to this.
All down to this
all
question.
All down to this, Katie. All down to this.
I know.
Okay.
Told you you're going down, Katie.
No, hang on a second. You haven't won yet. Don't be so cocky. Final question. I need you to tell me exactly what PMS is. What do the letters PMS stand for?
post-maternal stress.
Post-maternal
stress.
Katie, do you want to do the honours of telling him whether he's right or not?
I haven't a clue.
That is the wrong answer.
Yes.
PMS. So, yeah. Sorry, I mean, sorry, I need to give it.
Premenstrual
syndrome, and it's symptoms that women get a week or two before their period and during.
Premenstrual syndrome?
Menstrual. Oh, menstrual.
The sweets.
Menstruals.
Katie, yeah. This is an incredible result this morning.
It's a tiebreak, is it?
It's a tiebreak.
we've all got one
it's
right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
No, it's a tiebreak.
It's a tiebreak.
This is a moment, Katie. There can only be one winner, okay?
Yeah.
So
okay.
You're drawing with Killian right now, and we've got a tiebreak question.
I've got the
for
question,
you.
Okay? So
okay.
I'm going to ask you a question, and you'll both give me an answer, and it's whoever gets closest, okay, yeah. is going to be the winner this week. So my question to you, and I'll start with you, Katie. You know the White House where the President of America lives? Yeah. Yeah, everybody?
Yeah.
I want to know how many bathrooms are in the White House? How many bathrooms are in the White House? So, Katie, what are you guessing at here?
Oh, Jesus.
Thirty-five. Okay, 35. And Killian, what's your guess? How many bathrooms are in the White House?
I don't know. I doubt that many. Three, sure.
It's a big
Killian,
building.
Have you... why am I helping you?
Don't argue.
Three. Final answer.
Yeah. Four.
You'll
go up a bit higher.
I can tell you, and this is quite phenomenal, that the number of bathrooms in the White House is 35. She got it on the ball. Katie, you're the winner.
Katie, this is an incredible moment.
Have you been in the White House?
Oh my god, yeah, actually I have.
No,
I haven't.
You've won Snickers versus Snickers. You took Killian down.
Yeah.
I was shafted. I was absolutely shafted.
Killian, what would you like to say? Give us a little statement, Katie. What have you got to say to the Southeast?
Oh, just that women are always right, I suppose.
Yeah. Darlene, I'm so happy for you. Happy Friday. Congratulations.
50 or a one for all on the way to Katie. You've been great crack, and I hope you have a brilliant weekend, all right?
Thanks so much.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies, and sport on Now.